Blessings to Israel presents Discerning the Times, a program committed to encouraging you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please join us for today's program.
Welcome to Discerning the Times, where we like to remind you that your eternal state is far more important than your current state. If you've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do so today. Otherwise, you will spend eternity in the lake of fire separated from God. So will you please give your heart to Jesus Christ on today? All right, folks. Well, we are going to answer the question over the course of the next several months. Can you understand the book of Revelation? And I will go ahead and tell you the short answer is yes, but we will walk through it over the course of this series to show you that you can understand Revelation. So we're going to today look at an introduction to this great book. And then over the course of the next several months, we will break it down verse by verse. And as I think about Revelation, one of the things that I would often hear growing up was, don't read that book. It will drive you crazy. It will make you lose your mind. And that was the all too often response that I would hear as a child when the topic of the book of Revelation was mentioned. And I even once heard a conversation between two preachers, and one told the other to stay away from Revelation, and the other preacher responded, and Daniel. Now, I did not believe that narrative then, nor do I believe it now. So when I grew into adulthood and I answered God's call to teach his prophetic word, I've often reflected on those statements that many who profess to be Christians, by the way, would make in dismissing the last book of the Bible. But let's try to rationalize that thinking for a moment. God loves us so much that he stepped out of a perfect heaven and he became one of us. And he did so because that is the only way that mankind could be redeemed from sin, was through the sacrifice of a perfect man. And well, because no man was perfect, no man was able to fulfill the requirements. That meant that every person to ever be born was destined to the eternal lake of fire. So God chose the only option for redemption, which was to become a man by way of a virgin, allow himself to be wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and suffer an excruciating death on the cross as the only perfect sacrificial lamb. Now, if he would do all of this because of how much he loves us, why would he then turn around and say, now I will conclude my redemptive plan with a book that will cause them to lose their minds? It doesn't make sense. And the reason it does not make sense is because it is a deception from the great deceiver that is Satan. The truth of the matter is, there is a blessing for the one who reads and who hears the words of the book of Revelation. Satan does not want us to receive that blessing, so he influences people to stay away. When I was around the age of 10, I was out riding bicycles one day with two of my cousins who were 7 and 8 years old, respectively. And we were just out riding and playing and just doing what little boys do. And so on this hot summer day, we stopped for a break to catch our breaths and get some relief from the heat in the shade. And I began to speak to them about the future 7-year tribulation. And by the time I was done speaking, they just stood there straddling their bicycles with that deer in the headlights kind of look. And they were probably thinking, this guy has really lost it. But the Holy Spirit planted it in my heart from an early childhood age to proclaim the coming of Jesus Christ and the impending judgment upon all who reject him. And so that leads to another argument that I often hear from Christians who state that the book of Revelation and Daniel, for that matter, are too difficult to understand. So why bother trying? And as we go through this series, you'll see how Daniel and Revelation are tied together. They're married so beautifully to one another. And we'll show how much you can see each prophecy, the prophecies in each book. But they say, well, it's too difficult to understand, so why bother trying? They feel that only those with a seminary PhD can make sense of it. Well, I'll tell you now, I do not have a seminary PhD, but my desire in going through this series is to demonstrate that anyone can understand Revelation, and it certainly will not cause you to lose your mind. Now, the thing about it is, you can get overwhelmed when attempting to consume too much at one time. And we all know the saying, when it comes to eating a pizza, you don't swallow the entire pizza at once. But instead, you eat it slice by slice, one bite at a time. So we've broken this down into a verse by verse teaching that is in bite-sized pieces to easily consume. And by the conclusion, you will be well-versed in the book of Revelation so that you will know God's great redemptive plan that we know as the revelation of Jesus Christ. So if the Holy Spirit can give a 10-year-old boy the mind to understand this prophetic book, the same Holy Spirit can give you the ability to understand it too, regardless of your age. So as we go through this, we will look at it from a futurist interpretation. I do not hold a preterist view, which believes that all things have already been fulfilled. And we will unpack all of that as we go forward. So I'm looking forward to this journey, and I hope you are as well. Again, Revelation is not scary. It is not going to cause you to lose your mind, but it is a beautiful prophecy, the unveiling, the revealing of our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So please come along and join us on this journey through Revelation. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Please come back and join us next time as we continue to discern the times by viewing life through the lens of the Bible. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel. And to the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Discerning the Times. Please come back and join us next week as we continue to encourage you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.